دقیقا
اسا آی انترفیر الات تاک دونت ون هانی ای یبدا سنیورا
هالو اند ویلکم تو انادر پروگرام اف کالچر فور والچر آرتست سرفد دی ریگا پروگرام اون کافس اف ام بای دی اندینا بینال تی
تچ تاشرو هه گاتدی
Every program, we always have some artists with us who are participating in the Mdina Biennale, which is happening next year in November 2015. We have quite a few international and national artists participating, covering all sorts of media, and also coming from all age groups. And today with us, we have one of the younger participating artists, who is Stephanie Sand.
Hi.
Stephanie is a photographer, and she's also a student studying photography right now, and she'll be going to London very soon, right?
Yes, in 2 weeks.
It's your time.
I'm going to start an MA in photography at Central Saint Martins in 2 weeks.
Fantastic.
Yes, I'm quite excited.
You should be. It's a great place.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Why excited, Emma?
Because it's going to be like a period of hermitage and, you know, like totally new place, new environment. I haven't really explored London yet.
Have you been to St. Martin's?
I haven't been around the campus, but I've been in the general area, yes.
No, no, I mean, did you see the final works, the final exam works?
No, because either I had misses or something. But
okay, I'm not impressed.
I've seen a few, but I don't think I should make a judgment because it was a few.
But yeah, I've seen
you have to make a judgment. When you see something, you do automatically make a judgment.
I guess so. In condition, not a collage.
Oh, yes. No, that's why I said I'm not impressed.
But I think student shows in general.
Yeah.
It's true. There were a couple, I thought, who had some interesting ideas, but the rest were quite derivative.
And, highly intellectual.
Highly pretentiously intellectual.
Yes, it's true.
That's the biggest problem that we're facing today.
Yeah, postmodern condition.
So, Steph, tell us something about yourself.
Myself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
I like to experiment with the camera.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just photography for me. Even though I'm going to do an MA in photography, I'm going to obviously cross different platforms. I'm very much into film. And I'm also very much into the narrative, telling a story through imagery. So for me it's very important. So I mean, I value, you know, preliminary work, and I value excessive research and, you know, lots of networking and across different, you know, platforms. But for me, it's also, it has to be beautiful. It has to be an experience for the people at the end of the day, without necessarily knowing, you know, the behind the scenes. Although it's always interesting to see, like, the background work that led to it.
Do you think, because you mentioned narrative, do you think that photography brought narrative back into art after a period of abstraction and trying to avoid the narrative?
I guess so, because it's true, it was a period of abstraction when it started to become fashionable as a work of art. And, well, you can say that, because, I mean, it was documenting humanity, and it was kind of like up close, you know, not with a brush stroke. So it was very exciting at the time, and, you know, it was a new way of telling the story in the streets. So, yes, you could say that.
But I guess it did reintroduce figurative subject matter, so it's easier to have a narrative around that. Abstract artists, I think, try to avoid a narrative in their works.
Yeah, but the link with photography.
So photography, since you have more figurative representations, you have places, you have people.
Ah, but that's not the only sphere in photography.
Of course not. Of course not. You have experiments with light.
Exactly.
And, you know, what's like Moulinage?
Art in photography now.
Yeah, yes.
Of course, the Bauhaus was completely experimental.
So what's the question?
But there's, you know, all the different spheres of photography itself.
Would you like some whiskey?
I think so. I never say no.
When you asked me that question, I thought of it historically. You know, like people taking pictures in the streets, like Henri Cartier-Bresson.
Yeah.
I really pronounced that badly. But
I mean, like the 19th century, yes. They were trying to document urban life and the city and the urban population and the working class. I think it does have a narrative aspect. Uh-huh.
No, as much as realist art, oil art has.
Yes, of course.
But to say photography has a narrative, it's like saying art has a narrative, no?
Painting has
a narrative.
Referred to as the new medium as well, so.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
No, of course painting has a narrative, but I think photography made the narrative important once again, whereas artists are trying to avoid it.
Maybe it's made
so if we go beyond the Bauhaus, Bauhaus is 1920s.
Do you call it narrative?
No. Ah. I'm saying beyond the Bauhaus. So then, like, let's say 1950s, you had Jackson Pollock in America, abstract expressionism, you know?
Yeah, me.
But, for example, like, American photographers, let's say Walker Evans and Diane Arbus.
But those are not the only photographers.
Of course they're not the only, of course they're not the only ones, but they're working in the 30s and the 40s.
What I believe, I'm not sure, so I'm not a photography expert, really. I think photography has the same problems as oil painting, as installation art. It's the same problem. It's a question as in literature and in opera and in music. I wouldn't, at least personally, I wouldn't really separate photography on its own. It brought back the figurative. Even in painting, we're back to figurative art. I'm not sure whether it's the role of photography that brought back figurative art. I'm not sure.
Oh, No, I'm not even sure. I'm kind of debating. Uh-huh. The ability to tell a story through art.
Yeah.
It has a different problem to sculpting, to painting through music, because people still don't see, a large amount of people still don't see photography as being something like a work of art. They still see it as a photo. And, you know, they wouldn't buy a photo to hang it on the mantelpiece if it's not their photo, if it's not a family photo. So that's like a problem I encountered myself, personally. I mean...
Now, for example, let's take Patrick Fennec.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I don't know. Sorry.
You always surprise me. But would you call his Lutsu color juxtapositions as narrative?
No.
And can we imagine them being hung up on a sort of...
Yes.
Of course. I'm trying to debate her thesis. Yes. Yeah. I think so. Anyway.
Okay. I see it as like comparing it to a painting or a sculpture. People are still more prone to kind of... Well, I'm talking in the commercial aspect, obviously, now, because that's a big part of, you know, art in general.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon. Just a second. Don't worry. Oh, continue.
Okay.
Continue.
What was I saying?
Portraits. People go for portraits.
Yeah.
I must apologize.
It's fine. We can take your portrait now.
I'm sorry, I've got to switch this off.
It is a bit distracting. Do you feel like in Malta that people are not so conducive to buying artistic photography?
Yes, I do feel that.
Yeah, I don't think there's so many photographers who are experimenting in that field also.
True, because most photographers are still kind of making it kind of like a structure like fashion or wedding or whatever, yes.
Event photography. Yeah, I mean, if you go on commercial, it's the easiest way to do things.
Exactly. But so I guess there are a few, like, for each one that I've done.
That's true, there are a few. There are quite a few. And I think they do quite a good job overall.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about your work is how you incorporated the mirror into some of your pieces.
Yes, I love using the mirror.
Actually, the one I'm thinking of right now is of a reclining person on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And then the reflection of someone reclining on the sofa.
Ah, yes.
And I thought that was really interesting.
Thank you.
Like, the use of space in it was really good.
I really like to use mirrors because it gives kind of like another dimensions and other angles, and it really makes the room chunky. Like, I'd rather use a mirror than use an ornament in some of them. It's fascinating even for me while I'm taking pictures, you know. I wouldn't know that this reflects that, and it would always be a really interesting reflection.
Actually, I'm just remembering now, I was in Vienna recently, and I went to the Belvedere to see an exhibition on mirror reflections and self-reflections, which was really interesting. And there was one, it was by Michelangelo Pistoletto.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there was a Baroque mirror, which was part of the Belvedere, the palace. And he took a photo of the reflection that would be seen in the mirror, but stuck it onto the mirror.
Okay.
And everyone was trying to figure out whether it was a reflection or a photograph.
Ah, so it was hyper-realistic.
Yes, I guess so. But it was quite visually interesting.
Okay, that's interesting.
And he does a lot of mirror work. You know, he has these large mirrors and he sticks people on them, so you're supposed to walk in front of the mirror and be like...
Wait a second.
Hang out with the person who's stuck onto the mirror.
I guess that kills the dimension idea, though.
Yes, it kind of does. It's like it flattens the space completely.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
That's what he did with the first work I spoke about. He completely flattened the space of this reflection.
So he killed the mirror.
To photography, pretty much. He did kill the mirror,
yeah. No, that's why it's interesting to find these people who experiment with it.
I think so. What do you think?
Yes, but I am... you have sent me into a nostalgic sort of path, really. Because one of my best friends in Moscow was Francesco Infante, really. And this is early 70s, eh? And late. Yes, come in, Melanie, come in. Hey, hello, Sandra, hello. So. Come here, feel yourself. Comfortable, at home, get a chair.
Yes.
No, keep on recording, keep on recording.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you need a chair.
Hi, Sandra, nice to meet you. Hi.
So, Sandra, welcome.
Welcome.
At last. Sandra, Nikki, one of our basic, strong, and Stefan, one of the participants.
Ah, nice to meet you. Sorry.
So you know, man, I'm sorry,
man. We're having a bit of a logistical problem at the moment.
Yes.
Do you understand a bit of English? Capisci l'inglese? Niente, assolutamente niente.
Poco meglio.
I've been joined by Melanie.
Hello.
Who is the events coordinator for the Imdino Biennale.
And this morning was really tight because we just came from the ferry terminal.
It was late, yeah? It was a bit
yeah,
late?
Yeah, yeah, it was late by
these
almost
Sicilians,
40 minutes.
The Siciliani.
Siciliani. They were drinking limoncello instead of deciding the food.
Siciliani,
And when Melanie went to pick up Sandra Rizza.
Sandra Rizza.
Okay.
Okay. So Sandra is also a participating artist in the Imdino Biennale. She comes from Syracuse.
Yes. Yes.
I love Syracuse.
I know.
You see, we have a, yes, a common element. Syracuse is fantastic. I've been there too. It's beautiful. Yes. It's beautiful. Same. You work in painting and photography, yes?
Yes, both. Sì. Tutte e due,
yeah.
Ma diciamo che utilizzo qualsiasi mezzo espressivo, non solo fotografia, sì. Mm-hmm. E pittura, ma dipende dall'intuizione del momento o dal site specific, sì. Anche, e quindi posso fare anche un'installazione performativa, ecco.
And you had recently exhibited at the Venice Biennale?
Yes,
yes.
Yes. With, la Biennale del 2011 ho partecipato, diretta da Vittorio Sgarbi, padiglione Torino, sì.
Mm, ok, mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And, padiglione Italia.
And was it a photography or a painting?
Painting.
Painting.
Yes,
so,
con delle tele, sì.
So it was one of your like city views that you have, the perspective?
Ho iniziato a dipingere grattacieli perché appunto volevo rappresentare le fobie delle altezze, delle vertigini che un po' tutte noi donne abbiamo, per cui prediligevo questi paesaggi urbani con le altezze, ecco. Ho iniziato questo percorso e poi mano a mano, via via, volevo rappresentare il rapporto che c'è tra la donna, spazio e vuoti, cioè questa mancanza, il vuoto che ha la donna, la ricerca di un equilibrio, di punti fermi, per cui questo bisogno di ricostruzione interiore, una ricostruzione interiore che deve essere lasciata al nuovo, al nostro futuro.
Now you're reminding me, you have a photograph,
yes,
of a building in a large empty space and the shoes.
Ah, yes, quella foto, yes, so con le scarpe.
Yes, yes, this is
sì. Bene, quello è un mattatoio, è un vecchio mattatoio lì a Siracusa, e ho posto queste scarpe fuori dal mattatoio, che appunto vuole rappresentare la ricostruzione, sta aspettando, attende questa donna, diciamo questo simbolo delle scarpe che rappresentano la donna, aspetta, attende la ricostruzione interiore, perché quell'edificio è distrutto,
yeah.
Per cui sta aspettando.
Ok. I thought that was a really beautiful photograph, actually.
Grazie.
Even Stephanie does a lot of photography with kind of strange found objects.
Oh yes, so yes. Found from the sea and even on my walks I find something cool and then I integrate it. So it's kind of like a collage.
Collage, anche sì, mi occupo molto dei collage, mm-hmm. Sì. Questa donna distrutta, questa donna denigrata, colpita proprio nel proprio onore, mm-hmm. Per cui io la spezzetto, la ritaglio e poi cerco di ricomporla. Uh-huh. questa interiorità cerco di ricomporla, sì.
Uh-huh. Actually, Stephanie, I was seeing on your website you had a photo blog about your visit to Syracuse.
Yes, yes, I did.
What was it that really like struck you about the place?
Okay, every other summer I go with my family, with my father's yacht, so we sail to Sicily, Malta to Sicily.
Yes.
It takes about 10 hours, so it's like a, you feel like you're in a desert with the sea and everything, so it's a really, really great voyage. And I really, really like Sicily because it has really, really good food from the core.
Secondo me fra Malta e Siracusa ci lega molto il filo appunto di Caravaggio. Siamo molto legati Siracusa e Malta, il fatto che fu cavaliere di Malta, poi quando fu scacciato via dai cavalieri di Malta andò a Siracusa da Mario Minniti, un suo grande amico.
Scappò
perché i cavalieri di Malta scoprirono che aveva ucciso un uomo, per cui lo buttarono fuori.
And do you think for the Mdina Biennale? Do you think you will work on this Mediterranean relationship between Malta and Sicily?
Io sono venuta qui appositamente perché secondo me è importante vedere il luogo dove si farà l'opera per viverlo, stare lì, ascoltare l'anima di quel luogo e la storia di quel luogo. Quindi ritengo, ho già delle idee. Però
abbiamo già discusso
sì, di alcuni progetti, però sinceramente io sento molto il luogo, quindi se guardo quella location, che sia una chiesa, che siano i bastioni, io lì già sento delle voci della memoria storica di quel luogo, per cui lì mi viene l'idea forte di cosa fare questo. Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah.
I definitely...
Besides yachting around the Mediterranean.
That's part of it, isn't it? The Mediterranean life. I embrace it, like, completely. I feel very blessed to have been raised in the Mediterranean. I love the warmth and everything, and the sea, obviously.
It shows in your photographs.
Yes, so. Exactly, yes.
What's your relationship with the Biennale now?
I mean, obviously, keeping in mind the theme, Christianity, spirituality, and the other, definitely very much linked to, you know, local faith. I mean, Christianity, it was the upbringing, you know, from school and everything, my childhood, you know, it's a childhood education. And then, like, spirituality was kind of like moving beyond Christianity and moving towards the abstract as well, not just, you know, churches and crosses, and more like of a feeling rather than something materialistic, which obviously I appreciated because it has its own aesthetic beauty. And for me, the other is kind of, I don't know, when I read it for the first time, the first thing that came to mind was witchcraft, to be honest, for the other, which obviously interests me, because...
Because the theme is called Christian Spirituality and the Other, right?
So, uh-huh.
I mean, we have to explain a bit to our listeners. So yeah. you're concentrating on this particular aspect, the other.
That struck me the most, yes.
Why is witchcraft the other? It forms part of the whole religious, superstitious thing. So why do you consider it as the other?
Because I think it's more like a transcendence as well. It's not this thing, it could be so many different things, and it's kind of like applying the belief to something and then making it real. So this belief could be anything. It could be from something, you know, totally intangible, like magic in general, which is obviously like a human fascination to belief of... for example, in my case, I'm focusing on relics at the moment. I'm very much interested in relics, as we discussed, Giuseppe.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, these people existed, you know, and they lived a life, a pious life, and then when they passed away, people kind of sanctified parts of their bodies.
And what about the people's bodies?
Yeah, to kind of made a collage. Yes,
so it's a very lucrative market.
Yeah,
and many saints have 1,000 fingers.
Yes.
Sul tema, Sandra, che cosa tu pensi? Cristianità, spiritualità e l'altro.
E allora, è un tema, devo dire, vastissimo, ma è molto, molto affascinante, da sempre, nella storia. Io, più che della fede religiosa, il mio lavoro si incentrerà sulla sacralità. sulla sacralità, però intesa come in senso lato, cioè la sacralità può essere di una donna, di un bambino, di una famiglia, per cui sacralità intendo come vita, questo.
Ma come vita è un'espressione un po' vastissima.
Certo, allora in base alla mia ricerca,
sì, come esempio,
per cui, allora, come esempio in questo caso della
Biennale,
realizzarla, io sicuramente parlerò sia della donna, la sacralità della donna, e come è anche il luogo della memoria storica. Cercherò di accomunare tutto, sia della memoria storica del luogo, quindi la sacralità del luogo, da rispettare, da amare, sia anche della donna.
Perché la donna?
Perché non sono femminista, attenzione. No. In base alle esperienze magari fatte, si dice che l'artista debba parlare degli altri, della propria, ma fondamentalmente secondo me parla quasi sempre di se stesso, che poi sono problemi miei, ma che sicuramente hanno tante altre donne, di violenza non solo fisica, ma magari soprattutto psicologica. Ecco, quindi per questo sono molto sensibile, diciamo, e la mia ricerca si incentra su questo genere di...
Io ho una domanda per Sandra.
Una
domanda
per debate, Sandra, a lot. Life, la donna.
Sì, ma una domanda sulla sua biografia. C'era scritto che lei ha un carattere ribelle che
si sente, ho paura.
È per questo che
sono molto
i suoi studi.
Non è vero.
Volevo sapere
sono stata sempre una donna molto indipendente, ho viaggiato tanto nella mia vita, per cui non riesco a soccombere alle ingiustizie.
No,
vergine.
Un sagittario vergine.
Non ce la faccio. No, guarda. Tu pensa che giorni fa mi trovavo in un luogo e ho sentito urlare aiuto, aiuto, ero un ragazzino, sono uscita fuori, con me vicino c'era un ragazzo e ho visto un branco di ragazzi che picchiavano questo ragazzino perché era diverso, aveva questi capelli biondi, tinti, così, e lo stavano picchiando 3-1. Io non ho pensato a niente, sono andata là come un leone, scappata. Ecco, per farti capire, insomma, che...
Allora state attenti. What do you think about Sandra's thesis or ideas or opinion?
Okay.
Yeah, let's make some sort of...
So, I mean, unfortunately, I never learned Italian at school, so, I mean, I can understand, but I cannot communicate in Italian. So, from what I understand, you want to use... your theme is very carnal, is it very, like, here, not the heavens and everything?
Sì, sulla spiritualità, diciamo, interiore delle persone, sulla bellezza dell'animo, questo.
No, allora la materialità.
Sì.
Spirituality through materiality. Yes. Okay. So very Machiavellian.
And
in a good way. I was very much interested in the other because it opened up to so many different things like magic and
magia.
And making something real through belief as well.
Okay.
Like for example.
Belief, yes, objectified belief.
And obviously keeping the, you know, if you go in a church, it's excess, it's beautiful, you know, there's the aesthetics, that's the human element to it. It's like if you want to make something credible, you have to make it beautiful in a way.
That's interesting. I mean,
yeah, and you have to appear in an object for people to believe in something,
exactly,
kind of.
Exactly.
Not something
per sé, noi dobbiamo vedere qualcosa materializzare. in the senso di bellezza, sì?
So true beauty.
Beauty is truth.
Ma cos'è la bellezza?
Ah, sì.
And I'm very interested.
Cos'è la bellezza?
What is beauty?
Ah,
the eternal question.
The experience.
L'esperienza.
Della verità. La verità.
Exactly. John Keats.
Beauty is truth is beauty.
Truth is beauty.
That's all you need to know.
Very much. And it's like then you apply the belief to the beauty, and then it can be anything you want. So it's kind of like magical. And you know, I mean, I don't mean it in an offensive way, but you know, I see very pagan elements in feasts and in churches.
Ci sono gli elementi pagani anche.
Yeah,
I mean, but being pagan doesn't mean not spiritual.
Yeah, of course. That's why I don't
want it
as a. Yeah. In fact, since I'm going to London, I'd like to go to some pagan...
I mean, Nikki is a pagan.
Are you?
Yeah, creature. She is very spiritual.
Yeah, maybe her topic can also verge on the superstitious, I feel. Kind of you believe in something that you want to... To give it a meaning, whatever the meaning is, but means something to you, kind of.
Exactly. So the other could be anything.
Dicevo, vengo da una famiglia prettamente cattolica, anche perché mio padre era quasi mezzo prete, però è presidente di un'associazione cattolica, per cui l'ho sentita forte a casa questa presenza, e per questo che voglio cambiare è aprire alla spiritualità, appunto, intesa in maniera diversa.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm really excited. Sono molto eccitato because we've already succeeded in inviting really different spiritual approaches. We have Catholic, we have Protestant, we have atheists, we have agnostics, we have Maghrebian, we have Iranian, we have Persia, we have Islamic. It's fantastic. I'm really I mean to choose Medina in all these sort of beliefs, the realization of belief through our superstition, magic.
It really opens up.
It opens
up. Devo farvi i miei complimenti, devo dire, sia come organizzazione che veramente meticolosi, precisi, e tu
insomma, dire troppo, no. Sono un direttore artistico invadente io.
Ah sì?
È vero. Perché voglio voglio vedere l'Indina Biennale come come una cosa
già è bella di suo,
non solamente così di pastiche,
e si devono dialogare tra di loro anche,
ma con una unità integrale. Ok, grazie tanto. Allora,
so thank Nikki. You for listening to another program of Culture Voce Artist Served, the Medina Biennale Campus FM radio program. Today we've had with us Stephanie Sant and Sandra Rizza, who came all the way from Sicily just today, and who's going to be spending 3 days here, and hopefully the food will be up to her standards and satisfactory enough. Thank you for being here. There's also been Melanie, who's always here. Remember to visit our website, www.mdinabiennale.org, and our Facebook page, the Mdina Cathedral Contemporary Art Biennale 2015.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
A lot.
Thank you.